Right, like. Alright, let's go.
There have been a lot of momentum swings in two games that have gone against you. Is there an art to handling that moment after, that shift after, that however much time afterward? And how do you feel you have responded?
I don't know if there's an art to it. We've just been on both sides of it. So, I can point out scenarios in the New Jersey series, definitely scenarios in the Boston series, where, you know, you earn your breaks and things go your way and you take advantage of that. And then the other side of things is what's happened to us in the first two games, where I'm not so sure we've earned our breaks the way we did in the previous two series. And when you don't do that, sometimes bad things happen. And so you just have to regroup, and that's it, and figure out why things haven't gone your way, and fix those things. And I know we can do that. We're doing some things in the series that we just didn't do in the playoffs. And partially, some of that is, you attribute that to Washington's play, but a lot of it's our play too. And I know, you know, our guys, we can fix that.
Is there any explanation for that? I mean, you guys, you play so well, and then all of a sudden...
It's hard to explain. If you could, maybe we wouldn't be down 0-2, but it's quick. It goes fast. It's within 48 hours. You know, a series is two games over, and we're on the wrong side of that. And so, you know, can you judge how a team's played in the playoffs over the last 48 hours or over the last month? You know, over the last month, we played pretty darn well to get ourselves to the Final Four. Haven't had a last good 48 hours, and we got to fix that.
Because you've seen how it can deflate a team when things go against them real quick, when it happens to you, do you stress the importance of bouncing back, or is it just understood?
Yeah, the one thing is, the emotions are so high and so low. Like, you can't... things were going so well for us. One of the big things was... Hey, don't jump on that cloud nine and sit here and say, oh, we're all good. And I thought we did a great job of that. And so now that we're not on cloud nine, it's like, well, don't feel sorry for ourselves. It's just the opposite effect. We're okay. There's a reason we're here. And we've done a pretty good job of that all year. So I'm not too concerned about that. It's just you just have to stay the course. And just don't let every little thing bother you, and we'll be okay.
Coach, are you thinking about some potential lineup changes going into Game 3?
Who?
Is Adam? Is Adam ready to go?
If he's ready to go, then we got to make some, you know, decisions in regard to that. But as I said, I'm not judging our playoffs in 48 hours.
How do you go about frustrating Alex?
I'm trying to come over that way.
Sorry.
It's okay.
How do you go about frustrating Alex Ovechkin and maybe making it a little tougher on him?
Oh, well, one thing about Alex is having, how do I say this? I think, how many years has he been in the league?
A lot.
13?
14.
14 years. I think he's taken 14 years of frustration out in one playoffs round. And not round, like one series, or you know what I'm trying to say. Not just us, like his whole playoffs season. Like, he's taking it out on that, and there's a reason he has 600 goals and he's done all these wonderful things in the league. In the past, he's not had playoff success, and when you do get to taste a little bit of it, it really tastes good. In saying that, the one thing about Ovi is you just can't let him put him, can't allow him to have the puck in situations where he can shoot it clean. And, you know, last night's a perfect example. We just give him a two-on-one, and if you're going to give a guy of his talent that much time and space to put a puck in the net, he's going to do it. You know, some of those, you know, game one, that shot he takes, like, that's on his tape, and when he does have that look, we got to block those shots, and we're just not doing that, and we got to do a better job.
What's different about this team that makes you confident that they can rebound?
I don't know if there's anything different. I'm just confident in our group. So it's they got 113 points for a reason. There's a really good group of guys there. They've got a ton of experience. And when the backs have been against the wall, they've shown a propensity to fight back. You know, this is a tough one. We lost two at home, and definitely not an ideal situation. But we're not done. Like, it's not over. So, and just in the mood in the room after the game, like, it wasn't depression. It was more kind of like an anger of, like, we want to get back. Like, let's get game three going here. And so that was good to see.
Players said they wanted to be better and they need to execute better. But how much of a challenge is it as a coach to, like, you take out the staff to find a way to make some adjustments and maybe whether it's getting to the forecheck or everything else that, you know, it's obviously it's a big time for you guys, too, in terms of...
Well, a couple things. One, we're probably not following our structure the way we have in the previous two series. That's one thing. The second thing is hit on is execution. Like, we get chances to make plays, and our team has an ability to make plays, and we're not. It's either the puck's in the skates, or it's too far ahead, or you're putting it somewhere where they can't handle it. You know, it's just unlike us. And in saying that, like, I could, maybe two games season, I could probably pick out 15 games where that happened. You know what I mean? Like, it happens. Nobody plays the perfect game. Like, nobody goes 82-0. Nobody goes 16-0 in the playoffs. It's just heightened when you're at this time of year and at this time. And so, you know, is it discouraging that this has happened to us right now? There's no question. But come on, boys, let's regroup and do what we do best and what we've done to get us here, and we'll be okay.
He's been your guy all season. He's shown a real capacity for bounce back.
Mm-hmm.
Is it just right now, you just ride him no matter what happens?
Yeah, Fast is our guy. He's been the rock of this team all year, and I don't think it matters who's in goal right now. Some of the chances we've been giving him and the number of chances. So it's you play defense as a team, and your goalie is the last line of defense. And when you stack them all up, taking Vasilevskiy, and but regardless who's in the net, you're gonna give up these chances. It makes it hard on your goaltender. Believe me, he's the last guy we're pointing at.
Double series, Kucherov took over at the end of the series, and Boston series had Tampa set the big goal in game four. I mean, if you say the best players need best players in the playoffs, like, how much more than ever at this time? You need those guys, like Hedman and all those guys, to be able
you
to
do. You need everybody, and you just can't depend on, you know, a couple guys to do all the work for you. The problem is right now we're not getting any production other than from our power play. And it's probably very reminiscent of what you did to Boston, and maybe getting the power play scoring not much 5-on-5. That's happening to us now against Washington. And that's just not a one-line thing, that's a four-line thing. And that's what we have to get out.
What message do you have to the fans who may be discouraged as well?
One thing about our fans and this team, I think we're just kind of a family together, and when something's going great, everybody's happy for everybody in the family, and when it's not, I think everybody's down. And but there's one thing what this team's done is we've kind of ridden the emotion of our fans and tried to pick them up, and they certainly have picked us up. And I think the people that have been around this team long enough know the kind of heart that's in that room. We'll be all right.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.